Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
So if you're watching Sunday's NFL playoff action, you saw an amazing game. Minnesota Vikings dominating the game for the most part, and then all of a sudden, here come the Saints roaring back to life. And we thought it was all over when they kicked the field goal. They had all of 25 seconds left, and I'm sitting there thinking, that's it. This is over, man. But then here come the Vikings, 10 seconds left. Case Keenum throws this touchdown. They're calling it the Minneapolis Miracle. And now the Minnesota Vikings are going into Sunday's NFC title game against my Philadelphia Eagles, who won on Saturday. Well, look who joins me this morning. My pal Jay Walker, who does afternoons on 94.3 Cat Country, our sister station. I spent 6 years there with Jay, and I don't know a bigger Vikings fan than Jay. You got to be feeling pretty good right now, don't you?
I tell you what, prayers are answered, aren't they? Every now and then. I'm as big as a Viking fan as you are an Eagle fan.
Right. I know you are. I know you are, man. And we've been trash-talking all week on this, haven't we? All, you know, leading up to that game.
It's going to test our friendship.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I think it has. But I think no matter what happens on Sunday, and I think we know what's going to happen on Sunday, we will still remain friends. However, that being said, and I know a couple of Vikings fans, you know, elsewhere in the country, I know a couple of Vikings fans. They all pale in comparison to you, man. They really do. I mean, I'm sure you're wearing your purple all week here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, I got plenty. I have put enough money into the Viking organization where I should have my own number.
You should have your own seat at the stadium there or something, you know.
I should have like a luxury box at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Now, this is crazy because Case Keenum is the quarterback for the Vikings, former St. Louis Ram backup quarterback. Nick Foles, our backup quarterback, of course, to Carson Wentz, also former St. Louis Rams backup quarterback, which means the NFC title game is going to be in the hands of the 2015 Rams backup quarterbacks. How crazy is that?
Yeah, you never know how life is going to turn out, do you?
No.
I mean, that's why you got to be ready to play at any given time in the NFL.
It's nuts. It's true. I was looking at our third-string quarterback on Saturday. This kid, he's like all of 15 years old or something. I'm thinking, he's got to be.
I was going to say, do you even know his name?
Sudfeld, I think his name. He played in Indiana. I don't know. I saw him during the preseason. He was all right, you know. But anyway, so here's why I'm calling you this morning, Jay. Because, you know, again, we've been trash talking a lot. But I say, let's put something on the line here. And a lot of our trash talk is on Facebook, on social media. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, without question.
That's where we throw it out to. So here's what I'm proposing. My Eagles are taking on your Vikings on Sunday in Philadelphia, by the way. I'm calling it the street fight in South Philly on Sunday, okay?
Why do I feel like Apollo Creed coming into Philly to fight Rocky?
Hey, I don't know, man. You know, I'm just saying.
I just hope it's the first Rocky where Apollo wins.
I'm looking at the one where Creed, where the other guy kills him, you know? Or was it the Russian that killed Apollo Creed?
That was the Russian.
Yeah. If he dies, he dies, okay? So here's what I'm proposing. If my Eagles win on Sunday, you, for the week leading up to the Super Bowl, have to have an Eagles logo, Fly Eagles Fly, for your Facebook profile picture and cover picture up top. And in the unlikely event that the Vikings win, I would have to do the same for the Vikings on my Facebook page.
I will be glad to take that bet, but let's throw in a pizza or something to make it interesting.
He's thinking food at this point. Oh, I can do that. I'll tell you what, I'll throw in a delicious pepperoni Bill's pizza. How about that?
And I'll toss in an Eris pizza.
There you go. I like that. All right. So it's going to be the Lake versus Jefferson City, basically.
And regardless of who wins in our game on Sunday, I think we both can agree We want them to beat the Patriots, who are in all likelihood going to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's a no-brainer. The Pats are in there. Now, I will tell you, I'm excited about the Super Bowl possibility, too, because last time we were in the Super Bowl, the Eagles, we lost to the Patriots by 3 points in 2004. So I'm looking forward to getting back out there and a little payback to Brady and Belichick, you know?
Well, I think we both can agree, whichever one of our teams moves on, we both can agree we both hate the Patriots the same.
but not as much as we hate the Cowboys. But that's another story.
You got a lot of more animosity toward the Cowboys than I do.
I have a lot of hatred in my heart, I have to admit. Yes, I do. So. All right, well, Jay Walker, there we go. My pal, my buddy, no matter what happens, we will always be friends. But Sunday, it happens. The NFC title game. It's going to be a great one in Philly. Don't you agree?
We'll always be friends, but,
don't cross me.
The game is the game.
You got it.
And we're guys.
You got it. Thanks, man. So. Words for the ages. The game is the game.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.